This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, Mike, I want to cover other big news stories that you're focused on right now in these next few segments. This is a short segment for folks who joined us. What else is front and center at National News?
Well, I think here we're going into the winter here, and we are facing energy scarcity in the United States. We are facing what it was mainstream reported, 25% of the American people may be facing rolling blackouts. And in Europe, those blackouts could extend for many, many days or even weeks in some cases. And I think that people are not prepared for this, generally speaking, but this could be an important wake-up call to let people know that the infrastructure that's promised to them is not reliable. So people are losing faith more and more in government. They're losing faith in the FDA, the CDC, the FBI, the DOJ. When the power grid starts to fail, this is when people are going to really question why do they have faith in these systems even more. And then when food scarcity worsens, which will happen throughout 2023 and 2024, and people realize there are fewer and fewer choices in the grocery store, and the food items cost a lot more than they were anticipating, and they don't have enough money to pay energy and food together and put food on the table for the families, you're going to have more uprising potential forming through the population. That's when they're going to hit us with the next big pandemic. And the WHO treaty is going to be signed by Joe Biden sometime in the first half of 2023. Once that treaty goes in place, and I know you've interviewed Dr. Francis Boyle about this and many other topics, that treaty has language in it that is designed to supersede national sovereignty as well as state sovereignty in the United States. So a state like Texas would be subject, according to this language, subject to the WHO's orders to order your local doctors, hospitals, and clinics to lock you down and vaccinate you on command from the WHO, regardless of what your state wants to do. Think about that, because that's coming, Alex. That's coming soon.
Absolutely. And my people that doubt this, they always put out this lie, the UN's incompetent, it's a bunch of idiots. Well, when they get all the nations begging for food and help, that's all a joke. But the National Security Council, the International Security Council, the UN Security Council, plugging into the central banks, are all on record that they're in control. And we have the head of the UN Information Bureau a month ago, telling the national television, telling TED Talk, oh, we tell big tech what to do and we tell the U.S. government what to do, and they do. But the corporations tell them what to do, and then we go under UN control because it's unelected, just like the EU was never elected. They have a parliament that's elected, but it's ceremonial and advisory. So we are well down the road here of being under UN control.
Yeah, and think about how easy it's going to be for them to push people into the central bank digital currency system when they engineer food scarcity and then they collapse the fiat currency debt-based system. People will beg. They will beg. And what I've said is that your slavers, that's the globalists who want to enslave you, your slavers will pose as your saviors. They will say, oh, we're your gods. We're your solution. Come to us. We'll give you free money. You just have to have your thumbprint and your iris scan and your DNA scan and join the mark of the beast system. But people who don't know what's happening, they will thank their slavers for enslaving them and annihilating them. They will thank them for it. And Alex, one of the things that concerns me is that I know people who are very close to, for example, Governor Abbott in Texas. And the people surrounding Governor Abbott, as much good as he has done, his people are not aware at all of the genocide, the depopulation efforts, the dangers of the vaccine, the food scarcity that's being engineered in all of this. They are not aware and they are not prepared. And the reason I'm saying this publicly is not to criticize Governor Abbott, because, again, he's done a lot of great things, but just to say you need to get up to speed on what's happening here, because Texas is going to have to fend for itself when the world is trying to bring down humanity and Joe Biden has signed on to that world treaty. It's going to be individual states that are the sanctuaries for human life.
That's right. Like, I've got a few other big issues I want to hit with you when we come back. I want to kind of cover the waterfront. But wild card, what else do you want to hit when we come back?
Well, I can go anywhere you want, but I think the financial collapse is the big issue that we all need to be facing. And even we don't take it seriously enough, Alex, you and I.
I agree. I was going to ask you about FTX and all the incredible things there and when we come back. That's what I was going to hit first with Mike Adams, NationalNews.com. We're with InfoWars.com. and Bandai Video. Remember, the way we change the world is you sharing those links. You are the most important part of this operation, the viewers and listeners. So don't forget that. Share the live feed, infowars.com/show, on your email today.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
The point is, we're not in Kansas anymore. And you saw judges find me guilty and tell juries to give billions of dollars to people that sued me. I never even said their names except one person. And they put out these big numbers, making you think we're done. It's over. But we still have laws and things to protect us. We're going to stay on air. As long as you continue to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, we're not going anywhere. It's not them who will decide. It's you that will decide. And we got Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, Supernova Vitality, Knockout Sleep Support, dozens of other great products that are close to selling out. Despite that, up to 60% off with promo code 1776, and now free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. So, Mike Adams, you've been really one of the best analysts out there on FTX. Even before it collapsed, a deep state, we now confirm what you first thought, is they were slush funding to Ukraine and back, a money laundering operation, spending tens of millions a quarter on paying for fake media, suppressing COVID truth, putting out fake studies. I mean, this is really just a puppet of the globalist. And now that's all come out. And the New York Times is trying to do facelifts for FTX, this little monster that was just the front man for it. But to me, that's a canary in the coal mine. Big picture, what are the real economic numbers we're seeing right now?
Well, first of all, I want to give credit to those who know a lot more about this than I do, and they've done a better job. BitBoy, for example, was a guest on your platform. BitBoy, shout out to him. He's doing amazing work exposing all of this. There's also a guy on YouTube. I don't know him. I've never interviewed him, but his name is CoffeeZilla, and he does a lot of investigations into crypto, and I think he deserves a lot of credit. You and I both should probably invite him on to see if he wants to talk about this. But
I was just telling my producer while you were talking, I was just texting him saying, get both these guys on.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, we gotta bring in more minds on this, right? Because you and I have big picture stuff, but a lot of people have a lot more details on this. But I would say that you look at Sam Bankman-Fried and how he continues to be, in my opinion, delusional about his role in vaporizing billions of dollars of other people's money. And the way he talks and the excuse-making that he has, to me, it smacks of the kind of talk of transgenderism. It's this artificial reality where people think that because they say something that makes it real and they don't have to pay attention to accounting or commingling funds or risk aversion strategies like using stop losses, for example, which, you know, Alameda Research famously, the gal there, his girlfriend who was running that, was saying, we don't use stop losses, you know, risk, what's risk, right? Which caused everybody in Wall Street, caused their heads to explode, because if you don't control risk, you're going to get wiped out, just completely wiped out, which is exactly what happened. But he's, in my opinion, he's making excuses and still framing himself as the hero in this story. The guy that I think should be arrested, he should be imprisoned, and he thinks he's the hero. But doesn't that remind you, Alex, of so many leftists who think that they're saving the world while they're the worst monsters on this planet? It's the same thing. Such delusion.
Well, I'm sure you saw that talk 2 days ago, but it's on InfoWars.com. The New York Times had him on and literally worshipped him and made excuses. I think he's fully conscious of the whole thing. It's his family, the connections to Harvard, MIT. He's just their front man. This is Bernie Madoff 2.0.
Yeah, and a whole lot larger than Bernie Madoff. But if we don't start to correct these kinds of things as a society to say, no, wait a second, accounting actually matters. right, numbers actually matter. Like, for example, Alex, if you go to your bankruptcy management group and you say things that Sam Bankman-Fried said, like, oh, we didn't know about commingling funds, we didn't know that mattered, money, money, numbers, what numbers, they're gonna smack you for that, right? You have to be on top of the numbers so that you can continue to operate your business and work out, you know, possible solutions with so-called creditors and so on. You have to be on top of the game. You can't give them SBF kinds of excuses, right? It would never let you get away with that. In the real world, numbers matter. Accounting
matters. They're saying they don't know where tens of billions went. I mean, he's like, it's okay. You're a liberal trendy. You got bozo hair. You're allowed to.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if accidentally $1.4 billion found its way over to you from that to pay off the creditors? I mean, that's a joke. I'm just joking. But, you know, they were playing around with billions of dollars. And part of the process there is that it makes juries think that $1 billion is nothing or a trillion is nothing. You know, look at Dr. Eric Nuputi. He's being sued by, I think it's the DOJ and the FTC, for $500 billion. $500 billion in fines because he promoted vitamin D as a treatment for COVID.
Say that again. So, that's real news. And again, why are the numbers so big? It's to scare everyone. Folks, I don't have $1 million, much less. It means nothing except to make you give up. Same thing. Don't tell people to take vitamin D. You're the one on record. It literally stops the virus. We'll get you for $500 billion. It's all Wizard of Oz trying to charm the great and powerful Oz.
Yeah, that's right. And the bizarre thing is that Dr. Nuputi, everything he said about vitamin D has been confirmed.
This is too important. I interrupted. Start over with the case because I barely mentioned it 2 weeks ago. It's so huge. It doesn't even sound real. It's real. It takes some time on this.
Well, yeah. So Dr. Nuputi is a chiropractor in the St. Louis area, and he was recommending vitamin D, which we now know prevents all kinds of infections, boosts the immune function. It's a wonderful nutrient for people. It's been recommended by the late Zev Zelenko and Peter McCullough and so many others. But there was something in the emergency use law, I forgot the name of it, that there's a sentence in there that this was signed in 2020, I believe, a sentence in there that says, well, it's illegal to promote something if it doesn't really treat COVID. So when he was recommending vitamin D, then the government came down on him and said, well, we're going to fine you X amount of money for every time you ever mention this on social media and every impression, every exposure, and it comes to $500 billion, all right? $500 billion, which is larger than the GDP.
Which on record, there's thousands of studies that if you have enough vitamin D, viruses cannot replicate. It is almost everybody that had high vitamin D survived, and they literally, well, I mean, he's selling OxyContin or shipping fentanyl in. He's saying vitamin D that our damn skin makes.
And vitamin D supplementation reduces hospitalization and it improves outcomes of COVID patients. And that is, those are government published studies. It's PubMed, National Library of Medicine. It is the science, the real science. So they want to suppress him and shut everybody down and use that as an example to silence everybody from talking about vitamin D because, of course, they can't ban vitamin D very easily, although they may try. But if you add to that zinc and quercetin and so many other things that are effective, you know, ivermectin, for example, you covered this 1,000 times. So they're just trying to shut it down. But they're using these massive fines now, you know, $1.4 billion to you, actually more now, and then half a trillion to Dr. Nuputi. And who knows what's coming next? Maybe it'll be a gazillion dollars for somebody. Oh, you said that you're born with an immune system. You have to pay a gazillion dollar fine. And it's just, it's absurd. You know, I don't know what they expect people to do with these kinds of fines. That money doesn't exist in the world for most nations of the world. I should clarify. So you can't come up with this kind of money to even pay these fines, and the fines are ridiculous in the first place. So,
well, I mean, here's PubMed. Vitamin D deficiency is associated with COVID-19 positivity and severity of the disease. And I've got John Hopkins reports. I've got Oxford reports. It is a fact. It is a fact, but they don't want people to know that.
Yeah, exactly right. And of course, it's a suppression of knowledge that helps humanity. So if you think about the overall theme of what you and I do and your guests and you know, Jay Dyer, you have coming up, he's brilliant. He knows so much. I love his work. But we are trying to give humanity solutions to survive and thrive, have healthy children, teach our children, and build a society.
Because we're all in this together. Free. The average leftist has been shown in studies to be like 9 times more likely to steal and not care. And but virtue signal how good they are. Don't they get when you screw everyone, you get screwed too? They go, why do you want to help people? Because it's going to affect me, you morons.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, wealth means nothing in a world that is enslaved. If you're one wealthy person in a city of 1 million impoverished, desperate masses, your wealth doesn't mean anything. You don't want to walk out the door of a mansion into a city of desperate.
Well, that's what Henry Ford did. He was the first guy to triple people's pay, and he said, how are we going to sell all these cars if they don't have money to buy the damn thing? Mike Adams, yeah, great point. Naturalnews.com. Thank you for all your time. We track all your great work. Come on anytime, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
God bless. As he said, the great Jay Dyer takes over in T-minus 4 minutes after the break. Yes, I've declared personal bankruptcy. All their lies about hundreds of millions is over. It's going to be shoved down their throat. I love it. I got like $200,000. And we need money to keep InfoWars on air. It's one of the most revolutionary things you can do. Thinking of vitamin D. We got it all up there. The vitamin D3 gummies with the calcium is so good. And the Linus Pauling vitamin C, 1100%. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. And free shipping is back. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And I was watching the wild craziness that went down yesterday, and I just had to think, man, who turned on CERN, right? Somebody turned CERN back on, and we're in the weirdest alternate dimension. Thought about doing a takeoff on yesterday's event. I was going to wear a pantyhose over my head, but I decided against it. I started thinking about Raising Arizona, where he says, son, you got a panty on your head. Today, I'm just going to bring the straight facts. We're going to be spitting facts with one of my favorite researchers, one of my favorite historians, Richard Grove of Tragedy and Hope. He is a whistleblower since 2003, media producer, documentary filmmaker since 2006, forensic historian, educator, and lifelong learner, Richard Grove of Tragedy and Hope. We work together now producing a philosophy course that will be available, I think, in December or January. And I want to talk about the managed dialectics that's out there. And I just did a podcast the other night with Dr. James Lindsay and a high-powered Pentagon consultant, Stephen Coughlin. And we went deep into how managed dialectics is a strategy of warfare, a strategy of control. Now, I know everybody has probably heard of that. Well, yeah, we know the two-party system and all this kind of stuff. But we need to understand that it's an actual a technology. It's an actual strategy. And it also involves people who are initiated into an inner group that run the world in a certain way. And I'm going to give you a couple examples before we go to Richard, because Richard knows this material very, very well. At the beginning of Brave New World, the famous book by Aldous Huxley, he has an introductory essay. And in this introductory essay, he says, I want you to understand that this novel, this fictional presentation, is based on reality. And he mentions at the end of this that what we're going to do with eugenics is that we're going to take this study of so-called racial science and we're going to apply it so that we can bring the population down. And he says that this process will utilize mass drugging of the population. It will utilize the enforcement of every odd form of sexuality, not because of anything to do with freedom and liberty and rights, but to reduce the population, simply put. He ends this chapter by saying that what you read in this fictional book is not a made-up story. It's actually order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. And then I want you to understand that another famous person who was not a fiction writer, but was very much a high-level strategist, Zbigniew Brzezinski, he wrote a famous book called Strategic Vision before he passed away. I think it was one of his last books. And he goes into the very beginning talking about the Cold War. And he says, if you want to understand the Cold War, he says, you have to understand dialectics, managed false either ors, false choices. Because the real system that's going on is outside of this false choice. And so within 30 pages, he says that the Cold War with the West versus the Marxists in the East, not saying it wasn't real in the sense of a real on the ground disagreement over ideology. He says this is a higher level game being played that he says is Manichaean dialectics. Now, Manichaean dialectics is an old kind of weird esoteric sect that dealt with dualism, right? The whole world is running on this position of dualism, good, evil, light, dark, etc. And he says that this is a managed dialectic of order out of chaos, and this is one of his strategies that he used to help end the Cold War. He is one of the architects of bringing the Cold War to a synthesis of these choosing positions. The synthesis is what they always wanted out of this Cold War. And he actually says that this dialectic of false left right, he says, Zbigniew Brzezinski, right? Longtime Pentagon national security advisor, Obama advisor, big super architect of what we live under, technocrat, right? He wrote another book about Between Two Ages, about technocracy and how we would go into the technocratic age, Between Two Ages, right? Well, in this book, he says that the dialectic of the false left-right out of the French Revolution is the same that's in the American system. Brzezinski says that in Strategic Vision. And so I want to bring my good friend Richard Grove on because I know he knows this very well. You know, I think that when we look at somebody like Yay, when you first wake up to a lot of this stuff, there's always a danger of kind of going down false rabbit trails, false leads. And, you know, I know there was a lot of trolling going on, but at the same time, you know, the system of eugenics that was promoted in Nazi Germany is really no different ultimately than the system of eugenics promoted by the socialists. Did you know the Fabian socialists also adopted and accepted eugenics just as much as the Nazis did? And so the British establishment, as an example, the Royal Society, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, they're the ones that prior to any of this stuff with Hitler or any of that, or the socialists, they're the ones that actually had the social Darwinist philosophy of Malthusian depopulation. Richard, are you there?
Yeah. How you doing, Jay? So we're going to move from Ye's Balenciaga victimhood over to eugenics and Fabian socialism. That's a good transition. I think it's a good investment of time. I've got Zbigniew Brzezinski's Between Two Ages on the shelf back there, but I really wanted to key off of what you said with Huxley. Huxley's Brave New World, Chapter 1, starts out with the incubator room where the government grows its children so that there's no pesky parents in between. And if you've seen the 3D printed pod story in the past week, where now you're going to be incubated in a pod and you can also die in a pod. They have the euthanasia pods out there. So this whole theme of what starts with Malthus and the preservation of the favored races that's followed with Darwin. That's the subtitle of Origin of Species, Preservation of the Favored Races. Sounds like an institutionalized racism type of idea. Maybe we should look into these people. Darwin's bulldog was a guy named T.H. Huxley, and he had a son named Leonard Huxley. Leonard had two kids that are prominent, Aldous and Julian. Julian Huxley became the World Eugenics Foundation lead person, as well as UNESCO, which ties in the United Nations that Mike and Alex were just talking about in the last segment. So this idea of globalism, it spans back to the British Empire wanting to take over America. The British Empire then picked up allies along the way. There's other factions out there that would like to see America destroyed. And essentially, the creation of Soviet Russia, Communist China, were facilitated by these same robber barons who also funded the Third Reich back in World War II. And before that, they got Hitler to adopt eugenics and the Cold Spring Harbor ideas of Eastern elites, and also British eugenicists were along for the ride as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, you can go way further back, maybe even to the old caste system, and which I think was kind of adopted out of the, you know, ancient Hindu system of evolutionary scales of lesser evolved people and more evolved people. I think that's where Darwin, I think his granddad, had adopted some of this weird esoteric philosophy out of Hinduism, which they got from some of these secret societies. And I'm glad you mentioned Brave New World, because on page 17, if you have this copy of it, Huxley goes on to say in the story that in this future scenario, not only are you grown in a test tube, everyone is inoculated by mandate at birth. Typical workers, the working class, start by being inoculated at meter 150, he says. We immunize them against all diseases. Now, diseases, of course, this is just a code. This is just part of that process of creating the slave class, creating this tiered system, which you might think, well, I thought the revolutions were about getting us equality, right? I thought social justice, it's about equality. But the odd thing is that in this Brave New World scenario, it's a rigid hierarchy based on genetics that are controlled. And there's another guy who wrote about this. His name was Jonas Salk, and he wrote a book called Survival of the Wisest. And he says that the inoculations are an experiment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You know, if you follow my work, you know I've been lecturing through a lot of texts that deal with the history of the Fabian Socialist Society and their connection to Bolshevism and who was funding a lot of these socialists and these revolutionaries and these communists. And of course, I did cover the well-known book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution by Anthony Sutton. And we've gone into a lot of depth with the Ratiu book on the Fabians and Lord Milner. But there's another book that Sutton did that's really important that relates to recent material, recent controversy, which is Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And that's what I'm trying to demonstrate. And Richard knows this so well, which is that there's a higher level game being played. And in the modern era, those older systems of Fabian socialism, national socialism, and even to a degree monopoly capitalism, which I think still has a lot of power and control. That's kind of the thing that's still here sitting over all this debt-based world global capitalism. These that debt system is manipulating these other systems. And you have a lot of people like Bertrand Russell coming out of the Fabian Society, H.G. Wells, talking about how they would do these experiments in these other countries. So Bolshevism is an experiment in Russia. National Socialism is an experiment in Germany.
And National Socialism wasn't the first to have that eugenics-based policy. It was the UK, and as I think Richard was alluding to, Kaiser Wilhelm, right? Prior to Hitler, Kaiser Wilhelm already believed in a very hardcore version of eugenics. So it precedes Hitler. It actually goes back to the British Empire, as we've said. And one more point before I go to you, Richard, which is that I'm glad you mentioned that UNESCO, philosophy of UNESCO, because if you read the document at the beginning, Julian Huxley, brother to Aldous, who did Brave New World, Julian says eugenics is not popular anymore. We're going to have to rebrand this, right, due to World War II and Hitler. Let's just rename this biometrics and health, right? And so he says we'll go under the cloak of health and culture, and we'll just do the same eugenics and dysgenics program through rebranding. I'll throw it to you, Richard, if you want to comment on
There's
that.
A lot of rebranding going on. I mean, let's go back to the British Empire. Cecil Rhodes, Alex mentioned about an hour and a half ago on the show, was a colonizer on behalf of the British Empire. He had a best friend. His name was Rudyard Kipling. If you go back and look at Kipling's books, there's an interesting sun symbol on the edge of all of Kipling's books. Eventually, that group, along with Prescott Bush and some people from America, they decided to prop up a regime during their hyperinflation phase. A lot of American capital went overseas during our Great Depression phase and helped to prop up a guy who was not so popular in American culture or world culture because of the how that war ended and the things that went on during that war. But there's also some other atrocities. I brought a couple books. I have the history of the Fabian Society, if you want to talk about that. I have the Molecular Vision of Life. That's Caltech, Rockefeller, and the new eugenics that they branded after World War II. But I also have Operation Paperclip, where the people who funded the Nazis in the first place brought back their best and brightest to conduct experiments in the United States. They also took some of those and put them in their Soviet experiment over in Russia. This is all very well documented by Anthony Sutton. And if you read Zbigniew Brzezinski's Between Two Ages, in a footnote on the right-hand page, he says, for impressive history of Western technology being inserted into the Soviet Union, reference Anthony Sutton's three-volume series on such. And then Sutton wrote another three-volume series, more for the public, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, Wall Street and Hitler, Wall Street and FDR was the last one. So there was a combine of finances behind the scenes of World War II. And then I also have a book here by the guy who led MI6, who says that they got America into the war kind of unfaithfully. They knew ahead of time about Pearl Harbor, but they needed America into the war. So there's a lot of British Empire history that I think was left out of Kanye's perspective, for instance, yesterday. But it's always more to learn. I'm a learner every day. Jay, are you muted?
One of the texts that is really important that I've worked on or worked through and lectured on over the years in passing is this very dense, very hefty History of British Intelligence by Stephen Dorrell. This is a must-have text because as a mainline historian, Dorrell is really just giving the 20th century from not just the British imperial perspective, but from the intelligence apparatus, from their perspective. What were they really doing? What were they really up to? And as you read this text, he goes through most of the things that we consider or think of as conspiracy theory as just obvious, well-known admissions. For example, he talks about staging false flags. He talks about the biowarfare programs that at Porton Down evolving out of the British version of MKUltra. He talks about Bohemian Grove and Bilderberg as if, well, yeah, of course, as if they're givens. They're not conspiracy theories to this level of people and to this level of research. They're common, obvious things that people on the inside know about, but they're counting on people on the outside, the public, not knowing this stuff because of the dumbing down of education.
Yeah, they're not supposed to know about Cecil Rhodes. You're not supposed to know about a book like The New World Order by Sean Stone that clearly on the cover shows America being overtaken by the British Empire. It's an unassailable history, but you need to understand the grammar, the individual players of Rhodes, Lionel Curtis, the people that were in that milieu of Anglo-American establishmentness to remove the sovereignty of America, to drag our reputation through the mud, to inherit as property managers hundreds of bases around the world that we didn't initiate. There's the Anglo-American establishment by Quigley. So he was so scared of the whistleblower story that he got in 1948 that that book wasn't published until 1981 after Quigley died. And in the New York Times article in 1976 with Rudy Maxa, Quigley can be heard in the audio tape. You can listen to it for yourself. When Rudy Maxa asks him about Lionel Curtis, the progenitor, the people who carried on Cecil Rhodes' last will and testament, Quigley's like, don't talk about that unless you want to lose your career. And that's where the tape ends. They had a nice conversation about how Macmillan and company conspired and lied to Quigley about the destruction of the plates so that they couldn't publish Tragedy and Hope, the big 1,300-page book anymore. And so that underground censorship built up a following of why does this book have to be censored? And so this story should be well known, especially to Americans who are the target of the plot of a group of international conspirators, of which David Rockefeller, Brzezinski's mentor, was one of them. Nelson Rockefeller, David mentored Kissinger, Nelly mentored Brzezinski. No, I got those backwards. David was Brzezinski and Nelson is Kissinger. They're so hard to keep them apart.
Those bookends of history. I will have you assassinated. You must get it clear.
He's still kicking, isn't he? Kissinger's still out there rolling around. Brzezinski has departed. But between the bookends of the brothers Rockefeller and their political statecraft over the past 60 or 70 years, David is an admitted internationalist, a proud internationalist. He says so in his memoirs. So I'm just a fan of history books and these quotes that illustrate a narrative outside what people consider to be real. And outside that narrative of what they consider to be real, they label everything conspiracy theory.
Well, yes.
Where do you think you're going to be in 10 years if you don't enlarge your world and look at the facts that exist outside the narrative? Where are you going to be if you don't realize that CIA document 1035-960 concerning criticism of the Warren Commission report was a pejorative connotation of the conspiracy theorist genre or use of that phrase because of Edward J. Epstein's book, Inquest, questioning the nature and how the Warren Commission made their decision. So they had a problem with the journalist. They made up a phrase, and now that phrase limits people's capacity for what reality is. I just simply point out convenient pieces. It's like, here's Rockefeller, Caltech, and the new eugenics. Read it. It's from MIT professor Lily Kay, who's also departed. There's a lot of good books out there on these topics that are being discussed, but no one's kind of bringing the history, the context, and smashing the unrealistic claims into the reasonable realities of the evidence.
Yeah, I mean, and to be clear, I don't want people to misunderstand. I'm not saying that if you read a book like this, like, oh, we're saying that it's the British Empire secretly that is still running things. It's not really the British Empire per se, but the British Empire, in my view, was kind of a cutout, kind of a front for an inner clique, the Rhodes, Milner, Roundtable groups that was running the British Empire and then getting the U.S. back under that umbrella, back into interventionism, into internationalism, which the U.S. previous to that had a, you know, isolationist stance. That's been demonized as well. That was all the purpose of the CFR was to demonize the idea of isolationism and to get the U.S. back into this internationalism and policing the world, which is what these oligarchs, really, is the best way to describe them, had as the plan for the U.S. to come back. And they use a lot of British intelligence assets and agents to get the U.S. back into that. That's who set up the OSS and the CIA, the deep state, so to speak. The website is Tragedy and Hope. His podcast is Grand Theft World over at Rockfin. My website is Jay's Analysis. Don't go anywhere.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and I am here with my good friend Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com and of the Grand Theft World podcast. And, you know, Richard's been killing over there on Grand Theft World with some of these interviews that he's been doing with people like Whitney Webb. And I noticed they went into really into a lot of depth in regard to the blackmail and the espionage and all of that. And that's because, you know, a big part of how the system works is understanding the intelligence apparatus. And as we were talking about the British Empire, I was reminded of this excellent book by Dr. Richard Spence, which is the Crowley, right? So everybody knows about Aleister Crowley as this, he's the famous Satanist. He's the most evil man in the world, all this stuff from the 20th century. And pop culture, Hollywood, you know, everybody, speaking of Kanye, not Kanye per se, but, you know, Kanye used to be hanging out with Beyonce and Jay-Z, and they're big promoters of Crowley over the years. And what's fascinating is that a lot of people don't know that Crowley was actually an asset of British intelligence. And he was used in a lot of propaganda and sort of co-opting other people in various missions. And so, why would Crowley be useful in that regard? Well, Crowley had a philosophy where he said the slaves will serve. And what he meant by that was that he was essentially adopting an occult version of the dehumanization philosophy, which is this operating system of the Malthusian British imperial system. Right, that there's a giant mass of the population are essentially slaves that don't have any capability of thinking beyond just being sort of animals. And so they're dehumanized into being viewed like animals. That is ultimately the social Darwinist system. And that's the operating system that the U.S. adopted, you see. If you look at things like State Department Memorandum 200, if you look at the writings of Kissinger, if you look at the writings of Brzezinski, right? The American intelligence establishment, the planners, the big scale planners, they adopted wholesale this system. And that is the key to understanding what is being pushed with the Great Reset, with transhumanism, with Klaus, And so, Richard, again, I know you've got Klaus back there. I got my Klaus right here with me. Would you care to comment on that? How we're just, it's the same system. It's just kind of given a high tech overlay now.
For sure. Let me start at the beginning. Grand Theft World podcast is on Band.Video. Thank you, Band.Video. We did 4 hours of interview between Whitney Webb's two volumes of her books. It's impeccable. It tells a very important story that carries back into BCCI and Iran-Contra. And I also brought for you The Predicament of Mankind, the 1970 document that led to the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab's 1973 Davos Manifesto, with Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, a former SS officer, and also Prince Philip, a former eugenicist who wanted to come back as a virus to kill everybody. And that whole movement, picked up by the Club of Rome into the World Economic Forum, precipitates down on us today as the Great Reset. So if we don't understand what's going on in the past, you're not going to understand their agenda for the present or the future they've already planned for you, and you can just read about in their documents. It's not conspiracy theory. It's actually what literate people do if they want to stay free in a society kind of hell-bent on taking away freedom.
Yeah, in the past century, it was called the Great Game, right? And, for example, yes. There was a book that I read many years ago by a CIA analyst guy who then went on to write about fiction. And it's an important book because...
Well, Kipling coined the Great Game, I think, Jay.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason I'm bringing up the fiction is that you understand that the British espionage writers 100 years ago realized that one of the better ways to program people was through stories. And so that's why you read books like, you know, Brave New World, right, which is basically giving this this idea that this is a necessary future. This must come to be. And that's part of the Great Game, which I said is managing the dialectic in terms of narrative or story. So rather than looking at the facts of what went down, the control system thrives on giving a story that limits the perception in terms of a false dialectic that Brzezinski talked about in Strategic Vision, of a false Manichaean either or. So you are kept within the circle, within this box. You have two false choices, and it doesn't just apply to Democrat and Republican. It applies to all of the events and narratives that come out in the mainstream media. They have to be told in a false either or, and you see it in the programming of the fiction, and that's what I'm trying to get at with books like The Great Game.
Well, and also H.G. Wells, in some of his nonfiction works, I mean, he wrote a book called The New World Order. He wrote a book, The New Machiavelli. He wrote several books on this capacity, but he discloses it in his experiment on autobiography, where he says he's hanging out with the Fabian socialists, and he confirms much of what Quigley had attributed to Alfred Zimmern and the other whistleblowers who brought forth that information that ended up in Tragedy and Hope, the big book, and Anglo-American establishment. So there is a long history. It's all in English. Fortunately, the people trying to do this, they also speak the same language, so it's pretty easy to read into their documents and their plans for the future and the things they said they'd do in the past. Like Agenda 21 back in 92 seemed like far off. And by Agenda 21, they said they were going to eradicate polio. And so here we are at Agenda 2030. That's still a thing. So not everything that they plan to do gets done, but it is interesting to see their continuous planning for the future. And the United Nations plans also mesh up with the DCDC Strategic Trends Program that the UK Ministry of Defense rolls out. And they've been predicting the future decades and decades out for decades and decades now. You can go back and read 2007's report about 2030 and see if it matches up with the 2030 United Nations and World Economic Forum Great Reset Agenda. There's only so many people on the planet. It's a small group of people that want to ruin freedom, and they work together. It's not a secret. They tell you about it.
Exactly. I did a fourth hour here on that UK Ministry of Defense document that was declassified that deals with transhumanism. And one of the things that, after all the transhumanist stuff about, you know, chipping everybody and all this kind of stuff, the surveillance, there's a specific section where they go on to talk about how the way they'll bring this in is by telling stories and changing narratives. And they actually talk about narrative construction. And of course, what did Klaus just put out? The Great Narrative, right? One of his new texts. And that's because they want to tell this. Yeah.
It's this book here, the blue book. And next time I'll work in book cam so I can show you these things more in depth. But I know we're on a tight schedule today, so I'll just keep it that.
Yeah, I mean, and another thing I wanted to bring up was about Islam. You know, one of the books I've been lecturing through is the Milner-Fabian Conspiracy by Ratiu, and he goes into the history of the idea of bringing Islam into Europe and into England. He goes back to the Fabians. It was specifically the Fabians, and particularly Bertrand Russell, who said that we will use Islam as a tool to destroy the existing society so that it can go into the future order. And that he's not the only researcher to come to this. In fact, Royal Society researcher Mark Curtis, who I've lectured through this book many years ago, in his book Secret Affairs, he goes into Britain's longtime collusion with all forms of Islam to bring about some further future goal, right? This is what I'm trying to say, is that it's not a conspiracy theory. It's actual geopolitics. Another American researcher, Robert Dreyfus, he wrote a similar book, Devil's Game, where he looks at it from the American establishment perspective. So both the UK, the American, particularly it's just the Eastern Seaboard elites, they have this strategy of utilizing religions to change the existing society, not because they're altruistic, not because Tony Blair, as a Fabian, said many years ago, oh, I love Islam, I want more Islam, because he actually is altruistic or cares about religion. It's a tool to change the existing society for where they want to go in the future. Miles Copeland says that very thing when he talks about changing Egypt. Right. It's not because he doesn't like Islam and he wants to modernize Egypt. If you read in his book, Game of Nations, at the end of it, he says the purpose of the modernization of Egypt has nothing to do with good or bad. It has to do with the end goal of population reduction and changing the existing societies for the technocracy.
Can I I'll try to wrap it all in a bow in 1 minute. Kipling wrote a book called Keep in Memory. It's to train kids to be spies. St. John Philby's son, Kim Philby, who was a famous spy, was trained and named after that method. St. John Philby helped to create the Saudi royal family. He was an MI6 agent, was getting paid well after they said he left. And that proves everything that Jay was just telling you about with the Kipling Great Game, Bigger Picture, Secret Affairs, shows where bin Laden had a headquarters in London in 1996, and MI6 supported it, and so did CIA, Operation Cyclone. So Anglo-American establishment. Learn more about it every week, GrandTheftWorld.com.
Yeah, exactly. And Operation Cyclone, that was really the mastermind of Brzezinski, right? Brzezinski was the guy who was telling, the White House, here's what we'll do. We'll wind down the Cold War by getting the Soviets bogged down in this conflict. We'll come out the victor. But at the same time, he also had the strategy of controlled and managed chaos in the post-Soviet bloc countries, right? So the Soviet bloc had to be then managed by controlled and managed chaos to bring it into a neoliberal order, not because he cared about free markets or anything like that, but because the long-term goal was, as Brzezinski said, technocracy, to transition the entire world into a technocratic slave system. And that's exactly what Klaus says in The Shaping of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Thank you so much, Richard. Richard is, of course, over at Grand Theft World on Rockfin and on Bandai Video, and he is at Tragedy and Hope. And anything else you want to leave us with, Richard, before we go?
No, I think that next steps could be read the appendix in that book you just showed, Fourth Industrial Revolution, appendix called Deep Shift, and Klaus has implantable techniques and neural links for you and your family by...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.